from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. As rescue and recovery from the former Hurricane Harvey continues in Southeast Texas, the White House assures storm victims that it is not going anywhere and that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence was in Rockport, Texas on Thursday.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the President will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance.
Harvey left unspeakable damage as it spent 5 days dumping record-breaking rainfall on Texas and Louisiana. Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, was especially hard hit. Even if the rain has stopped and the sun is out, more evacuations were ordered east of Houston on Thursday. The United States flew some of its most advanced warplanes in bombing drills with South Korea on Thursday.
The flight involved two supersonic U.S. B-1B bombers, four U.S. stealth F-35B jets, and South Korean fighter jets, coming at the end of an annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercise focused mainly on computer simulations. North Korea said the launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile on Tuesday was to counter U.S. and South Korean military drills and was the first step in military action in the Pacific to contain the U.S. territory of Guam. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Some Americans left North Korea Thursday, a day before U.S. restrictions on travel to the country take effect. Some humanitarian workers were among those who took Thursday's one flight from Pyongyang to Beijing. The travel ban goes into effect September 1st. This is VOA News.